Hello.
Hi, it's Arlita from Family First Care. How are you?
Hi, Arlita. Good. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Well, I'm okay. I do have a few concerns that I wanted to discuss with you. Thank you for calling me back. So, first of all, I know that my coordinator changed from Valeria to Alyssa. I don't know, I'm sure you were the one that approved that I get docked $400 in this last check.
I didn't approve anything.
Oh, okay.
I don't
bill
pay at all. I'm human resources.
Okay.
Yep.
So I have an issue with the way that's being handled because it's not accurate. So I've been submitting timesheets for that, and Alyssa seems to be receiving them, but for the past two checks in a row, my check was short. So there's one, a lack of communication. I'm not being.
I want to listen to you. However, I want my administrator to listen as well. Could you hold on 1 second? Because I'm either going to have him come in here or transfer the call in there just so we can get this nailed and fixed right now.
Yeah. A lot of people can listen.
I just want to be able to handle it. I understand you're frustrated.
Okay.
Hold
on
1 second.
I'll hold.
All right. No problem. Hold on 1 second.
Unless they don't offer it, whatever he sees here is probably what they offer. I don't really know much about it because I personally don't deal with it. I'm just going to assume that if it's not there, then that they do not offer it. Thank you.
Hello? Hello. Anyone there? Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Okay. I do read through the notes, and I do see that you were overpaid, and that was the reason they had a pullback.
Well, that's just the thing. I wasn't overpaid because all those Mondays, I submitted timesheets for. So I submitted timesheets for the correct time, and they were approved. And the, all those weeks, my pay was less. So you guys had already fixed that because of those timesheets. So this goes back from Valeria and then on to Allison.
Alyssa.
And that's the whole reason why I'm even doing timesheets in the first place. That's what I was trying to explain to Allison. And then she was like, oh, then that means that it's been wrong all this time. So she went on into full action, just going back to all the Mondays when I said, no, you're not understanding. I had already submitted timesheets for that, for it to be at 7 a.m. and not 11 a.m. And then she goes on to scolding me and telling me, well, you can't keep submitting timesheets so much every week. It's only one a lot. And I'm like, well, you don't understand. The whole reason why I'm submitting it is because you don't have the time correct in the first place. You have it for 11. And all the weeks, I've been submitting timesheets for 7 a.m. So you already made those corrections. And then now you go back and dock me another $400. So you, in fact, got $800. From my pay, and that's not accurate, and that's not fair. Already fixed.
Okay. So I'm going to reach out to Alyssa's supervisor and have Orangel give you a call.
On top of that, we're not receiving. She's both my coordinator, my son's coordinator. We're not receiving timely communication as to if she does need a timesheet. She's not letting us know. She's not texting us. She's not emailing us. So then come Monday, you know, we may or may not get it at the last minute, and then we're scrambling to put the timesheet in on time. And then come Friday, the pay is short. And she's like, oh, because you didn't submit it on time. I'm like, well, you didn't even let us know that you needed it.
So how are you clocking in and out?
I'm clocking in and out every day. So is my son, because my mom has a daycare taker and I'm her overnight taker. So we're both clocking in and out. But on Mondays, you know how on the time on your dashboard, it's already pre-populated your time?
Mm-hmm.
When you go to clock in, every Monday, it was pre-populated for me to clock out at 11, and that was incorrect because at 11, I'm already at school, and that overlaps with my son's schedule. So that's why they think that they paid us both, and that's why she docked me. But what I'm trying to say is that those timesheets were already submitted previously because I had already noticed that the timer's wrong, so I submitted the timesheets for 7 a.m. And you guys made the corrections based on the timesheets that I submitted. So then she goes back and says, oh, you know, then all those Mondays were wrong. So you go in and dock me again.
Could you hold on 1 second? I'm going to see if Orangel is available. I'm listening to you, but I'm not able to.
So you were going to get somebody. I'm on break. I don't have a lot of time left. I mean, you were going to get somebody. Is that person not there? Like, can we make a meeting to actually speak? Because this is a great concern. And then whenever I do call her and speak to her, I'm like, hi, Alyssa. Yes. I'm like, hi, Alyssa. How are you? Are you doing well today? Oh, hi. Okay. Hi, Alyssa. Listen, I have an issue. So, I mean, she seems overwhelmed. Her introduction and I was not the best because I had started and she took on after there was already a mess. So she had a mess to fix, which was not my fault. Why is there so much silence on your end? Are you taking notes? Are you just listening to hear?
I'm listening to you, but I'm.
But then you can't help. So then who should I speak to, ma'am?
Could you hold on 1 second, please?
Thank you.
Hello, Lita. Lita, I'm right now in a coaching. Can I call you back? Or?
I'm sorry?
Hello, Lita?
No, this is not Lita. She transferred me.
Oh, hold on. Who am I speaking with? I'm sorry.
This is Doris Rodriguez. She's transferring me to you because of an issue.
Rodriguez, hold on. Let me open your profile. But tell me, what happened?
So the issue is that my coordinator was switched, and there seems to be a lack of communication because I was just docked $400 because you guys seem to think that you overpaid me, but that's incorrect because the days that you guys think that you overpaid me for, I had already submitted timesheets for during these past 2 months. And you guys made the corrections after you approved the timesheets and you processed them. And now Alyssa is the new coordinator, and I explained this to her because my time was wrong on the dashboard, and she went ahead and understood that you guys overpaid me, that all those Mondays I was clocking it at 11. I said, no, Alyssa, I was submitting the timesheets for 7. So you guys already made those corrections. So then last Friday, you guys docked me $400 because of all the Mondays that you made a mistake on, which I then submitted a timesheet for, and you had already corrected. So you're docking me twice. You docked me every Monday during the past 2 months, and now that Alyssa seems to think that was a mistake and I still owe you, you docked me another $400. So you docked me $800 for your mistake.
Hold on. Let me check in the system. So you were deducted $400 for the some issues? Hold on.
Are you, sir? Wow.
No, ma'am. I'm checking in the system to see what's going on. Hold on. Okay, so timesheet was received from 7 to 11.
And the timesheet was already submitted for that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the timesheet was submitted from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then
no,
you're supposed to be working Adonis? What is the name of the person?
From 7 to 7. Like, I submitted 7. The timesheet for correction for 7 to 7.
All right. So you were the doctor for the time.
I was docked for the time, yeah.
I mean, so you got paid for 7 to 11, and you were deducted the 4 hours was supposed to be paid for to Leon.
Right, so I submitted the timesheet for the correction, for it to be changed from 7 to 7. It happened a few times.
All right.
So then you made the corrections, and then you docked me again. So you docked me twice.
But I mean, you were paid until 11, and we deducted those 4 hours, right?
No, I wasn't, because I submitted a timesheet correcting that time from 7 to 7, not 7.
But it was already processed, the 7 to 11 one, that was what happened.
So maybe it was 1, but it couldn't have been 4 or 5 of them, because I've submitted timesheets. So you guys are docking me for money that you already took. You mm-hmm. see that mm-hmm. one, but there was more than one. And I submitted timesheets from 7 to 7.
Hold on. Let me check in. Okay, in 122, even in 122, we receive attention from 7 to 11, so that's another. Let me check on the others.
Did you receive the correction? Because I sent the correction for that too.
No, for the 122, no. We corrected it after, but not with a timesheet received.
So that's
it was
twice.
Because you were in contact with Alyssa, and we noticed the overlapping because it was supposed to start working at 7 a.m. EM, right? Because it was 7 to 7 as well.
Right, but it was only those two times. Like, why did she go back all the way back when I had already corrected all the other ones?
But, I mean, there is no time for correction.
The time we received
from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., so those visits were overlapping with Ian. So the time sheet were processed, and, I mean, you got paid for those hours, but also those hours were supposed to be paid to Ian, so that's why we deducted those 4 hours.
So you deducted $400. That's not 4 hours. You deducted more money than you were supposed to.
But it happens multiple times. It happened on the 19th, on the 22nd as well. So, yeah, that's why.
But those were corrected. Those were corrected. I already sent the corrections to both Valeria. I sent those corrections to Valeria back then.
I mean, but it was corrected after the DC was mailed. That's why.
So who's not doing their job there? Why is it that I'm finding these mistakes and you guys aren't telling me and then you're going back and then docking my pay? Like, why are we not receiving calls telling us, hey, listen,
I can see that you are clocking in and out properly now, but those things were happening when you were not clocking. So that's one of the reasons.
Because I kept telling them it was wrong on the dashboard. If you put it on the dashboard for 11 o'clock, I can't clock out at 7.
You can. Yes, you can.
I was told that I cannot. She told me that I can't fix that. Because I did try to fix it a few times. I put 7 a.m. I had my mom sign it, and it was approved. And she's like, oh, no, you can't do that. So you guys got to get on track with what it is that you can allow and don't allow. Because she's not communicating to us, and she's communicating incorrectly.
I understand you. So
no, you don't understand.
Well, I can see
twice.
Man.
This was twice that this happened. I need my money. I don't want to be docked for $500 every time. If you guys had been doing your job prior and checking
and the
that.
The schedule was updated after you had a conversation with Alyssa and the deductions were made. I'm going to escalate the case.
Why did it keep happening, though? Why does it keep happening? Why after it was the correct?
It happened 2 weeks ago. The schedule is right now updated, and there is no issue with your payment. You will notice it this week.
Give me your name again.
My name is Orangel.
Orangel?
Orangel.
Orangel. Orangel. It was corrected. You're right. It was corrected 2 weeks ago. But what happened to all the other 5 times that it wasn't corrected, that I kept telling them to correct it? You're penalizing me when I'm telling them it's wrong. So who's not doing their job over there?
I understand. I'll have to follow up and check out what happened during that time. But in the meantime, yeah, I mean, it is corrected now, and that is not going to happen again.
I expect
what happened in those 2 weeks, I have to follow up because, I mean, you're just talking to me right now, and I haven't checked anything. Like,
I've been requesting to speak to you. She doesn't allow me to speak to you. In fact, she's like, I'll talk to him. You don't have to talk to him. I've been requesting to speak to you. So apparently there's a lapse of communication everywhere. And this needs to be corrected, and I should expect this to not happen again. Yes, you're absolutely right, Oram Hu.
I completely understand about your thing. I'll have to escalate it to payroll because, I mean, this is the
first
time she
needs to. With us. She's not calling my son. She's not calling me. No one's letting us know, hey, this is wrong. So then come Monday, I contact her, and I'm like, listen, I think my timesheet was wrong. And then she either answers or doesn't answer. And then she's like, oh, by the way, you have to submit this. Then it's Tuesday, and then we can't submit it on time. And then it's like, oh, well, you have to wait till Friday. Like, she's not communicating with us. And this is not working. This is not working. Like, do we need to change companies again? Because this is ridiculous.
No, I'm going to change, like, the communication between the coordinator and yourself. And say, if I have to change the coordinator, I'll do it. So, like, if that's all the issue, I'll do it. But, I mean, as I'm telling you, I have to check because I don't know what happened with this case. Like, first time we're talking.
Yeah, it's the first time you're hearing about it, but it's not the first time I'm experiencing this. So it's a month into it. So somebody didn't tell you, but I've been requesting to speak to you. So,
right.
Again, be fixed and it shouldn't happen again. I thank you for your time around here. I have to go back to school now, okay? So thank you for your time, and I should expect this to be fixed.
Listen, thank you so much, Ellie. Bye.